The Talking Stage. Two phones, no plan. The reckless, luminous first stretch of knowing nothing about someone and wanting everything anyway. Somewhere on your phone right now is a conversation with no label and no ceiling, a match, a mutual, a someone who texted back within the hour and hasn't let up since. You don't know their middle name. You don't know if they're a morning person or a monster before coffee. You know the timestamp of their last message and the particular way your stomach does something when it arrives, and for today, that is enough information to keep going. The fool never had a map either, and walked off the cliff's edge smiling, because the not knowing was the whole point, not the obstacle. Let this one stay undefined a little longer. Don't rush it into a label just to feel safer holding it. The free fall is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Answer the text. Suggest the coffee. See what happens when you actually find out. What may cross your path? A notification lights up your lock screen, and you feel your whole face change before you've even opened it. You reread their bio for the fourth time, hunting for a detail you somehow missed the first three. A friend asks, "So what is this?" and you laugh instead of answering, because you genuinely don't know yet. You catch yourself typing a reply, deleting it, and typing a slightly cooler version, twice. Send the text you're overthinking. The whole magic of a talking stage is that nobody's asked you to promise anything yet. Use that freedom instead of fearing it. Your mantra, "I don't need to know where this goes. I only need to show up curious."